From Darkness, a $14 book, total $32, but for your combined gift of only $30 plus $4 postage and handling for the two books, we'll put them in your hands. Again, you'll have to give us a call, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Otherwise, you can write to us at Save America Ministries. And again, this is a very, very tough calling, friends. You know, if you've been listening long, we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. These things are not always the things that people want to hear, but they are what they need to hear, because if you think the darkness has come heavily so far, we've just seen the initial brush with the storm clouds. They're going to get much darker, just as the Scripture says, gross darkness will cover the people. But remember that if we're walking in holiness and in righteousness, remember, His glory will be seen upon you. That's right, His glory will be seen upon you. And you will be part of that victorious army, not defeated by demonic strongholds. A big thank you to Jim Gall for joining us. And friends, send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Don't wait for the other guy to do it. He's not doing it. So you ask the Lord what He would have you to give and send it to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Remember, the just shall live by faith.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Dina Prado and from the Invita Medical Clinic. And we're going to be talking about the chronic diseases that plague so many patients all across America. We're talking about millions of Americans who can't get adequate treatment for chronic fatigue, for fibromyalgia, for Gulf War illness, for Lyme disease, for autoimmune disease, and yes, even many cases of cancer. Basically cancer. We used to have one case of cancer in every 17 humans, every American, one of every 17 Americans got cancer. That was back in beginning of the 1900s. Today it's one in three. And, of course, some of the cancers are amenable to conventional treatment, and certainly many of them do require surgery, but certainly many of them are not helped once, of course, they get out of control. Why? There's very little that can be done, and once it becomes metastatic, it's almost certainly a death sentence. Well, are there alternatives to treatment? And that's what the Invita Medical Clinic is all about. And I should let you know that Invita is helping to sponsor Radio Liberty. But when we heard about what they were doing, I jumped at the opportunity to have them as certainly one of our sponsors, because what they're doing is just what needs to be done, and that is to address these problems, trying to find out what is causing them and then what can be done in the way of treatment. Dr. Dino Prado, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Why don't you just pick up the story and you take it from there? People hear me talk all the time, and they really want to hear what you have to say.
Well, thank you for having me. One of the things that I think people need to understand is that when you're approaching some of these chronic diseases, you really need a comprehensive plan. And what do I mean by that? In the United States, particularly with the largest health organizations, Mayo Clinic, Sloan Kettering, MD Anderson, these are cancer centers, or large communities like the American Association of Rheumatologists and all these various different specialties, they're stuck in a very old program of treating patients where it's basically protocol-derived. But if you just take the time to test patients appropriately, you'll find that underneath the cancer or underneath the autoimmune disease or underneath the chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia, there are causes. In fact, when you look at these autoimmune diseases, the conventional medical system calls them idiopathic. We don't know what causes them. And most patients will receive steroids or anti-inflammatories for the treatment of these diseases, when in fact, for the last 12 years with our great medical team, we have DOs and MDs on our team, we have found that these patients have infectious diseases, particularly the autoimmune disease patients, Lyme disease, tick-borne illnesses, viral infection. They have a number of infectious diseases that are gone undiagnosed and untreated, and so patients are just busy treating symptoms and not the cause of the illnesses.
And the thing is that you can't make the diagnosis with conventional tests. Many times these, whether the mycoplasms or spirochetes or certainly bacterium, are hidden inside the cells, and there's really no outward signs. Ordinarily, white count isn't elevated, the sedimentation rate isn't elevated, and so the doctor looks at them, shakes their head, and, well, there's just nothing there. Your Lyme test is negative, and that's why you need to have them looked at very specifically. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Dina Prato, talking about these chronic diseases which afflict so many Americans. Dina, go right ahead.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think patients need to know is that it all begins with the proper testing, diagnosis, and then a thorough treatment plan.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Routine Lyme test that's done by doctors all across America. If once it's gone into chronic Lyme disease, it just doesn't show up. And I'm sure that even in some cases, you know, they could have Lyme disease and it still wouldn't show up with specialized tests. Sometimes you have to actually just undertake treatment empirically, don't you? Do you ever do that? Just say, well, I think this is what you have. We'll have to try. Do you ever do that?
Well, what we actually do is we break it down. There's a number of tests that we can run from various different specialty laboratories to look for the infections first. And then secondly, we look at all the clinical symptoms. And then we look at immune system function. And then we look at blood clotting, a number of things. And when we put all those things together, you can clinically see that there's an infection at play. And it's really important that you're absolutely right. Most of the labs that are being run around the country, standard laboratory tests are giving false negatives. That means they're telling people that you don't have this or that infection. And most people aren't even tested for them, let alone getting false negatives. So really what we have in many ways, I mean, we've been at this for 12 years, and we have a great medical team. We have a great Dr. Brent Korn and Dr. David Korn, and Dr. Brent is an internist, and, you know, he's not only on our staff, he's on the staff at the hospital, and if I may say so many times, displeased with the conventional medical system, that it's not thorough enough, that it's not getting to the cause. And I think what we hear over and over again from our group and our medical team is that if we take the time, if doctors take the time to properly test and not be afraid to treat these patients for the actual, you know, infections and chemical toxins and things that are found, a lot of these symptoms clear. I mean, and they clear, and the patients feel better, and they have a return to higher quality of life. And I think this is the big message, is that somehow, you know, people have to take their health into their own hands and recognize that there are numerous options. We bring in therapies from all over the world, particularly in the area of cancer. This is very important because I think that, you know, if you take, for instance, the word chemotherapy or radiation, all chemotherapy is not equal. We do genetic testing. We do sensitivity testing to target which drug may work better. And then we do fractionated low dosing. We have techniques we use that it can help pass the blood-brain barrier when we have brain cancers. So it's very important that people understand that all of it isn't equal. And the same thing's true for radiation. A lot of the hospitals, well-known hospitals, own old equipment that they bought a long time ago. And they're using that when today we have equipment that's so targeted that within 0.1 millimeter we can touch a tumor and minimize collateral damage to the rest of the body. So these things we're assuming happen when we walk into conventional offices. They don't. And then on the integrative side, we're missing the immune system. We've developed a natural killer cell vaccine, which is from your own body's immune system, teaching it to go after cancer. We type it. We look at how aggressive it is against the cancer. And then we return your own immune system back to you where it goes after these metastatic cells. Remember that over 90% of cancer patients die because of the spread of cancer, the metastases. And many times metastases can be active and dormant, meaning, and I've mentioned this before, where it can be sitting in the bone or in the brain and be dormant and then turn on a few years later after the patient has been told they're in remission and the cancer can begin to grow again. The only thing we know of that can effectively go after micrometastases and sync with the cancer is your body's own immune system. And that's completely, almost virtually ignored by the conventional medical system.
And I think that this is what really intrigued me most about what they're doing at Invita. Basically, if you can harness your body, your immune system wants to take care of all these problems. But if it can't, if it isn't working, properly, if it's been poisoned by any one of a number of things, and certainly when you take chemotherapy, why, of course, you are suppressing your immune system. when you take radiation, you are suppressing your immune system, and yet what you need to do is be getting that immune system working. Now, there are places in certain tumors where, of course, the chemotherapy and radiation do work. But in many instances, it really doesn't work, and that's you have to know which tumors it is really good for and which have an excellent chance of a cure and which ones it's going to do more harm than good. But the doctor has nothing else to offer because he is not programmed to think about the body wants to heal itself. And if you can get the immune system working, it'll kill the cancer cells. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Oh, absolutely, because the immune system has always been the first and last defense against cancer. Imagine this. I think over 10,000 times a day, our body develops pre- or mutated cells, okay? And our healthy immune system identifies those cells and destroys them, and the cell actually goes through a process called apoptosis, which is called programmed cell death. It recognizes that it's not supposed to be there, it kills itself, and it goes away, and the body deals with it. But when the immune system is impaired by an infection, by chemical toxicity, by not only does that bring about mutations within the cell, but it also brings about the inability for the immune system to find, track, and destroy these precancerous cells. So what we really have to recognize is that when, you know, when I say this, I'm and, you know, we're speaking from treating thousands of patients over the last 12 years, how many oncologists, how many radiologists, how many of these types of specialties that people go to for cancer treat chemical toxicity, infectious disease, you know, exposure to pesticides or heavy metals. They could, none of them, because this is not seen to be important. It's just important to, you know, go after the tumor. Well, that's part of it. But the other part of it is to go to the cause. And this is why we see people with reoccurrence of cancers. Their cancers continue to grow. And like you said very clearly, there are very few cancers that we know respond effectively to chemotherapy. And let me say that especially in late-stage disease, when we get into stages 3 and 4 cancers, the survival rate, listen to the statistics. It was three different radiation oncologists out of Australia that published a study. The chance of survival 5 years after any late-stage cancer is only 2%. Do you understand? Any late-stage cancer. So this is important that we open our eyes. And there's a lot of organizations that don't want to see this go forward, the combination of these integrative medicines, because this is a big pharmaceutical world. You know, I don't know how many billions of dollars globally is spent towards the sale and the promotion of drugs, where we need to combine the best of both worlds, because the ultimate goal is saving human life. It's not about promoting a drug. It's about saving human life. And so doctors who are in the conventional need to open their ears and know that there are other fantastic options, and they're very scientifically based, and patients need to take health into their own hands. And, you know, we have a great team at Invita. We have patient care coordinators that we have video animations, webinars to tutor people through chronic disease, infectious disease, autoimmunity, cancer, and we're there to help walk them through step-by-step things that they should be looking at so that they can have a true second opinion. You know, one of the things that, you know, being an integrative medical center, we see a lot of late-stage cancers because, unfortunately, people seek the alternative after they have exhausted the conventional. And what happens is, even in that, even in late stage, I'm not talking about stage 4, I'm talking about hospice stage 4, which is late, late-stage cancer, we have about an 18% remission rate in that community. And we're continuing to improve on our technologies. I mentioned earlier that we are working with a technology called photodynamic therapy, which is a type of medicine where it can be introduced to the body. It actually goes after only the cancer cells, and then you use light, not radiation, just basic proper nanometers of light to implode the cancer cells without damaging the collateral tissue. This method is extremely less expensive than radiation therapy. It can be extremely precise. And in the theory of cancer, which I don't want to get too deep into this, there are two major theories of cancer. One is mitochondrial dysfunction, where within the cell, the mitochondria are not able to police the division of cells. The second is that cancer cells can develop their own stem cell, which means they become very stubborn and they don't die off very easily. Both of those have been shown in the laboratory to be effectively destroyed by photodynamic therapy. So this is why we've begun to work on incorporating photodynamic methods with our patient care.
Well, if you're out there in the audience, you have a question for Dr. Bratto, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, how important is proper diet in dealing with the cancer patients or the chronic fatigue conditions?
Absolutely essential. First of all, there is a, and you're welcome to contact us. We've written a book on this. We actually called it the stupid diet because, not to offend anyone, the simplest diets are the more powerful ones. People need to be eating organic, grass-fed, antibiotic hormone-free meats when they do eat meat. They need to have a prevalent diet of fruits and vegetables that are organic, and stay away from, you know, a lot of the toxic foods and chemicals. And one of the important reasons are multifold. One, we want to understand that the cancer cells love sugar. They really use sugar. They're very anaerobic, meaning they don't like oxygen, and they use sugar to produce energy. The other thing is that infections use sugars and these kinds of byproducts to feed their biofilm communities, so it becomes very difficult for antibiotics or other therapies to penetrate because the infections create a almost like a sludge around themselves so that the body can't get to it. It's a very, very survival instinct for these infections. So proper diet can remove a lot of these issues, so it helps to improve the body's ability to heal.
All right, fine. Well, once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But the fact that there really are other treatments available, and we'll be talking, I know they use ozone therapy, all sorts of different types of therapy here. What about the polyphenols? Is there any place for those? These are the resveratrol-like things that Dr. Brzezinski uses. Are they beneficial for some people?
Sure they are, and they have good properties.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
An effective, partly an effective therapy is that, for instance, the body, one of the most important nutrients in the body is oxygen, okay? And we forget that because we automatically think people do, you know, get oxygen. But oxygen in itself is the most important nutrient. When you do ozone, and probably at, you know, there's different gamma concentration of ozone, but when you, about 80 gamma or so, intravenously, you know, about 150 milliliters to 200 milliliters of blood, you pass it through UV light, then we add ozone, and then the blood gets returned to the patient. On a clinical level, what's happening is the patient's own bone marrow is being taught to carry more oxygen. The peripheral blood itself is learning to carry more oxygen. So patients have improved circulation. They have higher oxygen content in the body. And if you're familiar with the term alkalinity and acidity, you immediately alkaline the body, stronger than anything you can do when you ozonate the body. So ozone creates an environment. It also creates what we call reactive oxygen species, which is what both chemotherapy and radiation require to be able to kill cancer cells. So ozone therapy has tremendous benefits. And just even on another clinical note, sometimes when people have joint pain or back pain and we do these injection therapies of B12, procaine, we call these prolotherapy or sometimes neural therapy, we'll actually use ozone gas as well. And we don't require as many therapies. That means in one treatment would be equivalent to 8 or 9 treatments, because when oxygen is made available, remember, ozone is O3, right? So the minute it enters into the body, it breaks off, and so you develop that free oxygen radical and that O2. And so it has that impact of bringing oxygen immediately to tissue, and oxygen is the most critical nutrient. So, you know, we have quite a bit of information on ozone therapy, but ozone therapy should not be used alone. It's not a curative therapy, and it's not the same thing as sitting in a sauna or in your home if you've got a plastic, you know, suit and you're putting ozone on you. Ozone that goes into the, introduced properly into the, what we call major autohemotherapy when it's introduced into the blood, has a whole cascade effect that it causes in the body, teaching the body to carry more oxygen. So,
all right, well, let's get that. We're going to have to go into break. I want you to get your telephone number out and your web page, and then we'll go to Byron, who's calling from Idaho.
Sure. Our phone number is 1-866-830-4576. Again, that's 1-866-830-4576. And our web address is Envita, ENVITA.com.
All right, fine. Let's go to Byron, who's calling us here from Idaho. Hi, Byron. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan. I have a question for Dr. Prado. I've been listening with a great deal of interest at his alternative approach to conventional medicine to treat different conditions. I've had a condition for probably about 10 years that I just cannot seem to get free from it, and it's a sinus condition that I continually take antibiotics for it, and it seems like I'll be free for a while, and they'll come back, and it seems like it'll come back again. And I just hate to be going to the doctor all the time to get antibiotics. And I asked the doctor, now, is there some specific test we can take that you know, maybe you could take a sample of the fluids from the sinus or something and determine exactly what the heck I've got going on, if it's a bacterial or I suspect that it could possibly even be some type of a fungus or maybe a mold from my apartment.
All right, well, let's get Dr. Prado's remarks. How would you, about a chronic sinus,
sure.
Is that a recurrent? Or,
sure. Oh. Great question, and you're absolutely right. Mayo Clinic published a study several years back. Majority of sinus infections are fungal, so forget the antibiotics. They're not effective.
Wow.
It's only, you know, when people have the type of infections where they have, you know, discharge that they're able to see and fever. But these chronic sinus infections are fungal, and one of the simplest and most effective treatments to do is use a strong form of colloidal silver and do a neti pot wash to the nasal sinus. And this will immediately, daily, remove, because remember, silver does not ever grow resistant to infections, and it's been used for a long time. And you can get in touch with our office, and we have an entire pharmacy and people there to help you. And what you want to use a nice, strong, minimum 200 parts per million silver, and do a nice wash of that nasal cavity every day. And then the other thing, you know, things that are very effective that are antifungal systemically, you know, that are very inexpensive, garlic, oregano oil, these types of things. But one of the things you have to realize is that most of these sinus infections are not bacterial, and antibiotics are not the choice therapy, but antifungals are.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
She just feels so terribly weak. Now, Dr. Prado, what was your remark on this?
Well, first of all, myasthenia gravis, what you want, you know, the fact that you're on steroids tells you what? It tells you that the doctors are trying to simply manage. They're not treating anything. They're trying to slow down the progression, okay, because
correct,
they don't know the cause. The first step is for us to run, get a history and run an extensive infectious disease profile because, again, I keep coming back to this, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but over the years, 12 years of experience, and our whole medical team, these infectious diseases come back positive, particularly viral. HHV6 is important with this one. And one of the things that we have to do is find these infections, if they're present, and treat them. And then you'll able to, under the supervision of our team, slowly stop, under our supervision, the steroids. Because steroids are simply, the condition will continue to progress, particularly if it's an infection. The steroid is weakening the immune system. And what's happening is the disease is continuing to go deeper into the body, so the disease is progressing, okay? But they're just trying to manage you. And unfortunately, I'm going to say this because as you get older in this medical system, no one says this, but you become, unfortunately, a nuisance to the medical system.
That's
in the United
right,
States,
right,
where they want to get you in and out of the office quickly. They've got another patient. And because there's nothing else that they have to treat you with. So what needs to happen is you need to take your health into your own hands. You need to get proper testing and get guidance, because myasthenia gravis isn't something that you're going to be able to treat on your own or something that you're going to go to the health food store for, okay? This is going to require proper testing and a good team to work with you.
Is this disease really related to these chronic infections? Is it some sort of an autoimmune disease? Yeah. Do we know what myasthenia gravis really is caused
by? It's the same thing. The causative factors are going to be people have genetic predispositions, and then it's idiopathic. Well, let me ask you, where do you live again, Joyce?
Michigan.
Okay, Michigan. And let me just say this to you. Have you ever been bit by a tick? Okay, and
no.
And do your symptoms include memory loss? And people will say, well, as I'm getting older, I'm having memory issues. You know, but these are some of the questions to ask, because if you look at the symptom picture, you know what I'll tell you is, if we were to sit down and make a list of your symptoms, I bet you they are bigger than the myasthenia gravis typical symptoms, meaning they overlap a larger group of symptoms, which proves that, again, the patient's diagnosis is just a diagnosis, but it's not telling us what's causing the body to attack itself.
It has struck me in my T-zone, and I choke. That's how I first. I had droopy eyes.
Yeah, so you're having you're having basically with the nervous system. It is one of the areas that becomes typically attacked, in particularly the Lyme disease type of infection, Borrelia, Ehrlichia, Babesia, Bartonella, HHV6, cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr. We can continue going here and making the toxoplasma, the protozoal infections that people have. These whole group of infections release neurotoxins in the body, and they literally attack the nervous system. They can demyelinate nerves, okay? They can also, impact the nerve communication from one nerve to another. So you start getting a lot of these nerve conduction problems. And so a lot of these symptoms, a lot of these nerve issues can be impacted by infectious disease. You know, the infectious disease goes way further than just the fatigue, okay? Usually the fatigue symptoms run more in the viral family. And when you start looking at the nerve symptoms, those are very strong in the Borrelia and the tick-borne illness family, because they have the ability to really shoot forth neurotoxins while the viruses demyelinate. So when you start combining these things, you start having tremendous nerve conduction problems.
When I take oregano, I feel much better.
Okay, fine. Well, of course, that suggests what you're doing is actually treating infection. But, of course, most doctors, and I know from my own personal experience, most doctors don't think of infection when they think of myasthenia gravis. They think of the symptoms that you have, not the cause of the symptoms. Joyce, I hope that will help, and I hope that will give you something to think about.
Can I contact him at this yes, number?
Yes, that telephone number. One more time. Let's get the telephone number out.
It's 1-866-830-4576.
One more time.
1-866-830-4576.
And that's the Invita Medical Clinic. And thanks so much for calling, Joyce. Let's go to Andy, who's calling from San Diego. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hi, Andy. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Dan. Unfortunately, I'm very glad you had the show tonight. Very few are aware of the unfortunate problem I have, which is Lyme disease. And I can't tell people enough out there that if you got a chance to stay out of the woods, especially if there are deer around, just stay out. What I've gone through for the last 10 years, you can't even explain. I wouldn't even bother.
Well, and the tragedy is that when I went through medical school, up until about 1980, we didn't see this. And then, of course, suddenly, about 1980, beginning in an area called Lyme, Connecticut, right across from Plum Island, where the government had one of their experimental labs where they were working on infecting ticks and transmission of these chronic diseases in Lyme, Connecticut, and certainly on Long Island, why this comes. It was localized initially to Lyme, Connecticut. Now it's spread all across America. And, of course, the book Osler's Web is very important. It was written some years ago. We have second-hand copies we make available. We want people to read it and find out that there's been an organized, orchestrated effort on the part of the people at the highest levels of our government to block any effort to find out what caused these diseases. Where did they come from? We've got a great four-tape set on chronic fatigue. We've got a great four-tape set on Lyme disease. And we've got several books on this. So did you have a question at all for our guest,
yes,
Andy?
I am aware of the ozone treatment. I have an ozone machine in my house, which I use at Bellport. I don't use it with the intravenous, as the doctor said. I use insufflation, which is helps some. But has the doctor heard of something called RHP, which Ed McKay wrote about in his ozone book, which is where blood is removed, circulated throughout the body, out the body through an ozone machine and then back in the body after it's been cleansed.
That's what we do at the clinic. Now, I want you to understand that ozone therapy in itself is not sufficient to treat Lyme disease. And remember, we treat a number of patients every day with Lyme disease, every month with Lyme disease. And ozone therapy is a good biofilm stripper. One of the complications of Lyme disease is that you're not treating one infection. I sound like a broken record. Lyme gets all of the media, but what people are probably treating is an upwards of 6, 7, 8 different infections that we're aware of all at the same time. So the you have four. And what ozone is doing is stripping the biofilm. So now what are you doing after that? So the biofilm is the protective barrier for a lot of those who are listening that protects these infections from antibiotics, from your own immune system, because they create almost like a gelatinous substance around themselves, like a cocoon, so that the body can't get to it. The immune system, the antibiotics can't get to it. So we need to strip this biofilm. Ozone's effective at doing that. And many of these organisms, as I've mentioned before, are very anaerobic. They hate oxygen. Well, ozone increases oxygen saturation. So you have a window after you do intravenous ozone of about 30 to 45 minutes in which other therapies then are given right behind it to effectively go after the infection. So in all intents and purposes, ozone, especially topically or in a sauna, these are more detoxifying, but you need a really organized treatment plan where everything is coordinated to go after these infections, you know, in a certain sequence.
How long a plan is it for someone who's had it for 10 years? I mean, how long?
So in our center, we see typically somewhere between, you know, in that in a chronic case, it's 10 years, and so probably about an 8-week treatment plan. And essentially what happens is you're in the clinic about 3.5 to 4 hours a day. And it's ozone therapy is just one of many treatments that are going on at the same time. And then, of course, along the way, we keep testing for the infections and the immune system until the infections are all brought to very low levels. Now, this is another myth. We don't really rid the body of all of its infections. This is very important. That means the body's immune system always has memory of viruses. It always has memories of bacteria. And what we're doing is we're teaching the body to deal with it and to overcome it so that the immune system can then get in the right place so that a patient can have a return of good quality of life. But you don't essentially eradicate them. You are always teaching the immune system. Even some of the doctors in the area of electrophysics, where they use these devices like the Rice machine and these other frequency devices to kill infections, and they do work in that manner, those can penetrate infection. But at the end, viruses can still stay in the ganglion of nerves, and that means we need to teach the immune system. So the goal is to lower the infectious load and train the immune system to know and go after these infections for patients.
Okay, fine. Anything else you wanted to ask before we let you go?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask him, what do you think that the colloidal silver in conjunction with that would be helpful?
Well, just to leave it at this note, we use it intravenously. And we have special types. I mean, oral, it's very hard, and it takes a while to get colloidal silver orally into the body systemically. I mean, it's a very good topical. I mean, one could even do lung inhalation if they have the right instruction. But you intravenously, it's 100% bioavailable. And so, you know, these protocols are, you know, very extensive. And even integrative doctors who've been in practice for years, when they come visit our center, they're blown away at the protocols we're using because they're much more aggressive than they've typically seen.
Okay, fine. Thanks so much, Andy. Let's go to Lucille calling from Michigan. Once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Lucille. How are you doing?
I'm going okay. Yes, I could say that, but I'm going through a lot of physical side effects now from radiation that I had to the head because I had a nasal tumor. And I did go through 35 rounds of radiation to the head, and I had 3 rounds of chemotherapy that they had to take me off because my body just didn't tolerate all of that together. So my side effects from that radiation has been optic nerve damage, and I'm going constantly blind. I'm about 80 to 85% blind right now. One of my eyes is totally blind. The one that I can see out of, I may have about 25% vision left in it. And I had hearing loss as well as a throat.
Lucille, did you have a question? It sounds like you've just had all sorts of problems from that radiation. Did you have a question for the doctor?
Yes, I do. I wanted to know, is there anything that can be done about the optic nerve? Is there something
take? Let me ask you a question, Lucille. This would be important. Is the cancer completely in remission, or do they know? Or how long have you been, if we might say, cancer-free? Do you know, or are you still fighting cancer? Because this makes a big difference.
Yeah, they did say that it was in remission. I had stage 4.
Okay.
And they did say it was in remission. I completed treatment in 2009, so it's been 2 years.
Okay. So part of this is tricky because one of the best therapies to help with nerve, the potential of healing nerve damage, is stem cells. But the other problem is you don't like to give stem cells to a cancer patient who actively has cancer because it has the potential to may impact the growth of the cancer. So what type of stem cells am I speaking of? Those that come from your own bone marrow, so these are adult stem cells, or stem cells that are umbilical cord after the baby is born healthy. I'm talking ethical, you know, type of stem cells, not this embryonic where you kill and destroy embryos and babies and this kind of stuff, because those have shown not to be effective, and they're immoral, and we don't do that. But stem cells can have a great benefit in healing nerve. And the way it's important is that to have the right stem cell and deliver it in the right place. Now, there's no guarantee. Remember, this is some of the problem we run into with stem cells is that there's a lot of research going on around the world, but it's early to say it's curative or it's going to do this. But it gives a potential for healing. And where the stem cells usually are placed would be, you know, intrathecal, or what we say, so they would get into the cerebral spinal fluid through the lumbar puncture, and then they would be able to go, because the cerebral spinal fluid every 6 hours goes around the brain. And when there's damage to the brain or inflammation, it sends chemical signals which recruit these cells right into the area. And these are the only regenerative cells in the entire body. That means nothing we know of in medicine can regenerate damaged tissue. Stem cells can do that. And it doesn't mean they will do that, but they have the potential to do that. So, you know, when you're talking about extensive nerve damage, to repair it, to heal it, so that there's a better quality of life, there's nothing that can compare to the potential that stem cells can offer. And, of course, those at this time are not available in the United States unless people are under clinical trial. But there are clinics around the world. Our clinic in Puerto Penasco, Mexico, we do have stem cells, and we either use your own or umbilical cord stem cells for these types of conditions. But I do want to make it clear that there is no guarantee, because there are some conditions where stem cells are more, you know, we know the outcomes will be more definitive. But with this type of nerve damage, you know, you just don't know. But it has a potential that no other therapy does.
Okay, does that answer your question, Lucille?
Yes, it does. And I just also wanted to know, is there a possibility that the stem cells could get worse, meaning where I will lose vision all 100%?
No, stem cells won't worsen the condition, because their purpose is simply they're recruited to repair and heal. They do not damage anything. Does that make sense?
No.
Your own. You know, you're not going to reject your own.
If I don't do anything, I'm saying, will the nerve, optic nerve, get worse or completely be a total loss?
It could certainly get progressively worse. It wouldn't get worse because of stem cells, but it could continue degenerating, I'm sure. And it sounds like you have a very, very difficult condition. Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else you wanted to ask there, Lucille? Nobody can give you a guarantee with anything of this nature.
Right. No, basically, I guess that's what they had told me, that there was nothing they could do, but I didn't know if there was something maybe that I could look into.
Well,
you might want
to call Invita and just see what you could talk to the people there. And what's the telephone number again?
1-866-830-4576.
Okay, fine. Thanks so much for calling.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, let's go to Jack, who's calling from Michigan. Hi, Jack. Do you have a question?
If the doctor's ever heard...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ.
You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
And our web address is invita.com, and we'd be happy to help anybody. We have webinars on all these things that you can just ask for and watch for free, and I think they'll help educate a lot of people and help them to make better decisions.
Thank you very, very much for being with us this evening. We'll be talking to you later. Good night.
Okay.
God bless.
Good night. God bless you.
And, of course, that was Dr. Dina Prado from the Invita Medical Clinic. They approached me and asked about helping to support us, and I jumped at the chance because I think there is a very real place for alternative treatment. The average doctor is the victim. He is discouraged from treating these. He's told there is no chronic fatigue. It's all psychological. There is no Gulf War illness. The CDC is complicit in this cover-up. You need to get the book, Osler's Web. You need to get our four-tape set on chronic fatigue, our four-tape set on Lyme disease. You need to understand these are not imaginary. They're real, our four-tape set on Gulf War illness. The information is there, and certainly we have books on Lyme disease and its treatment, but you need to be under the care of a competent physician who understands this, and tragically, if you go to the average physician, he's going to do a blood test on you, and if the blood test is negative, he's going to say, sayonara, there's just nothing we could do. Maybe you ought to take a Prozac or see a psychiatrist. And there is an obvious cover-up on this. The book, Osler's Web, the other books on Lyme disease, the four tape sets on Lyme, chronic fatigue, Gulf War illness, are all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope to understand how this could come about. You want to get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Why? Well, because it goes into the background that there really are people, evil people in the world, who've created horrible new diseases. One of the books we do not carry, it's been, of course, the burned most of the copies of it, but it was written by Zygmunt Brzezinski, who created the Trilateral Commission for David Rockefeller. The book, Between Two Ages, at the bottom, I believe, of page 57, the book is written in 1970, and he's talking about how, by the year 2018, quoting someone who said, we'll be able to create storms and earthquakes and chronic diseases. We'll be able to create storms, earthquakes, and chronic diseases. Why would anybody want to create chronic disabling diseases? We have the testimony, the complete text of the testimony that Dr. MacArthur gave before the House Appropriations Committee in 1969, and whereupon Dr. MacArthur, testifying for the military, said, we want $10 million. We want to create a new disease that will destroy the immune system. Some people say we shouldn't do it. It'll be another form of mass killing. We want to do this so the enemy doesn't get it. That's why we have to do this so the enemy gets it. And we want to create other chronic diseases. 1969, 10 years later, 1979, the first cases of new chronic disease, chronic immune deficiency disease, were found in the homosexuals in San Francisco, where, of course, an experimental hepatitis B vaccine had been administered. And it was administered in New York, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. And lo and behold, of course, that's where the AIDS epidemic broke out. And at least 77% of the young, foolish homosexuals who took the experimental hepatitis B vaccine came down with AIDS. I wonder why. Well, maybe, of course, that's why they really don't want this story to get out. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my material on... Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Avi Lipkin, also known as Victor Mordecai. And Avi's over, of course, in the Holy Land. He is an Israeli citizen. He spends a great deal of time, or has in the past, talking to Christians in the United States about what's going on in the Near East and the Middle East. But right now, of course, we're in the middle of a crisis. There are all sorts of riots that there were this last weekend going on in Jerusalem. We saw the simulated attacks of massive numbers of people marching on the northern and northeastern borders of Israel over the weekend, trying to break into Israel from the south. We see the whole of the Near East and the Middle East suddenly in conflict today. Egypt has fallen, Tunisia has fallen. There's a civil war, financed in large part by the United States, in my estimation, taking place in Libya. There's certainly a civil war, or at least on the verge of civil war in Syria. There's been demonstrations in Yemen, Bahrain. There's been demonstrations in Jordan, in Algeria, Morocco. I mean, I've never in all my 50 years I've been watching these things seen such a state of violence and such a frightening situation as exists today. And I want to get, of course, Avi's take on what's going on and his view of what is going the future holds. Hi, Avi. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You pick up the story, and we'll just let you talk.
Okay. Well, it's good that we have an hour. There are two, how shall I say, you were talking about illusions or delusions, and one is that there's something called the Arab Spring, and the second thing is that Israel is going to work to create a Palestinian state with people whose views are exactly the views of Osama bin Laden. So this is the other illusion, and you watch the news, I watch the news, and it's like, I can't believe it, this is Alice in Wonderland taking place. Firstly, let me say one thing. You know, in Christianity, or shall I say in Judeo-Christian Western civilization and democracy, we see a move over the last 2,000 years in which slavery was abolished, women received equal rights, the greatest country on earth, the United States of America, developed systems which are beneficial to the people. Voltaire, who, by the way, was a Catholic who was excommunicated by the Catholic Church for his views. He was an anti-Semite, by the way. But Voltaire was my idol because he said, I might disagree with what you have to say, but I'll defend with my life your right to say it. And this became very much at the heart of Western civilization. You have the Protestant Reformation, which brought about a, I would say, a different and much more correct view of the Bible. In the Middle East and in Islam, there is slavery. Women have virtually no rights. There is no freedom of speech. And there is no change in Islam. And so when you talk about an Arab Spring, what took Western civilization 800 years, going all the way back to the Magna Carta, you don't have that in Islamic so-called civilization. You don't have it. And so what you see happening today in the Middle East is a revivalism of the great days of the 7th century in which Islam nearly conquered the world. This is the plan. The plan is to conquer the world and to terminate Judeo-Christian Western civilization and democracy.
In other words,
to kill the Jews on Saturday and to kill the Christians on Sunday.
You share my concern then that we're moving towards the Muslim Brotherhood really taking over all of these countries. But it seems almost as if the United States is helping that. That doesn't make any sense. We'll be back in a moment here with Avi Lipkin. Avi, go ahead, pick up the story.
Okay. What happened in the Middle East started very strangely with a vegetable and fruit vendor who was pushing his cart in the street in Tunisia, and he got arrested for not having a license. This guy never had a license. They took him to the police station. They confiscated his card because he wasn't ready to pay the bribe. That's what it was. It was a shakedown. It's like, Dr. Stan, if you go to Mexico and some policeman in the street there in Tijuana says, hey, you come over here. Either you pay me or you go to jail. That's what it was in Tunisia. So his card was confiscated. His livelihood was taken away. And to add insult to injury, a Muslim woman policewoman, slapped him in the face, which is the ultimate humiliation for a Muslim man, to be slapped in the face by a Muslim woman. And so when he left the police station, you know, he told the people in his town what happened, and then he poured gasoline all over himself, and he self-immolated. Now, with Facebook, Twitter, Google, all these things, this story about this man spread like wildfire, and Tunisia was the first country to go into massive revolt. Add to that the greed of OPEC, which raised the price of oil in 2008 to $147 a barrel and nearly wiped out the world economy. And, of course, oil went back down, but it's coming back up right now. And what's happening is food is going to become unavailable, and when it is available, it's going to be prohibitively expensive, and people are going to be starving to death. And this is what we see happening today in all the Middle Eastern countries. We're going to see it in Africa. We're going to see it in Asia. We're going to see it in Latin America, maybe even in the United States of America. There's going to be massive starvation because the food is going to skyrocket in price or simply not be available. And so the people in Tunisia who were, I won't say starving, but they couldn't get work. And as you know, today there are 500 people a day fleeing from Tunisia to France and to Lampedusa, which is this Italian island not far from the coast of North Africa. You've got Muslims going there from Tunisia and from Libya. You have this tsunami of Muslims fleeing into Europe because, very simply, the Islamic systems are failed systems, and they don't provide for their people. Where do the systems provide for the people? In the Christian world, in the Israeli-Jewish world. I mean, we're only one country which is Jewish, but I lump the Jews and the Christians together. You'll forgive me. And so the Muslims go to where the grass is greener. The grass is greener on the Judeo-Christian side. There's going to be massive starvation.
Hold that thought, Avi. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Avi is very concerned, as I am, that there's going to be massive starvation in the Muslim world, and basically the whole system is breaking down. The price of oil is going back up again. This is going to have a profound impact. But the price of food, I believe it's because certain policies of the Federal Reserve System, but certainly it's driving up, it's creating worldwide inflation. The price of commodities, basically the basic food, whether it would be wheat or whether it be rice or whether it would be soybeans or whatever it is, the prices are rising. The people don't have the money. They're facing real hunger. These are not imaginary problems. They're very real problems. And Avi is very, very concerned there's going to be famine throughout the Middle East, which will fan the flames of revolution all throughout the Near East, all throughout the Middle East. Would that be correct, Avi? And if it is, pick up the story.
Absolutely, absolutely. And indeed, Dr. Stan, you know, we see the revolution spreading from Tunisia. The next stop was Egypt. And, you know, in Egypt, every time the government would raise the price of bread, because the price of bread in Egypt is very low because it is subsidized. The people are so poor that all they eat is a little, like a piece of bread and maybe some beans. That's what they eat in Egypt. And if you raise the price of bread, you're going to have food riots. And what you have in Egypt, what you have had in Egypt over the last 30 years of Mubarak, is you had about 3-4% of the population, the elitist population, controlled all the entire economy. And the rest of the population was poor and suffering. And so the revolution of Tunisia spread into Egypt, and from there to Yemen, from there to Libya, and then to Syria. And by the way, it's interesting. Yesterday in the news, I don't know if you got this in the American news, but you know what? I think you did. President Obama had a press conference together with King Abdullah of Jordan, and President Obama announced that he's going to be providing 50 million metric tons of wheat to the Kingdom of Jordan in order to prevent rioting. He didn't say rioting, but in order to partner with Jordan and to help bring stability. What it means is to prevent massive food riots in the streets of Jordan, because this is what happens in every Islamic country. Basically, the Islamic countries cannot survive on their own. They need aid from the West. And by the way, just an ironic little twist. I don't know if this was in your news either yesterday. I think it was. But Pakistan is unbelievably developing its nuclear missile program, with, you know, and you know, many Americans are saying, why are we giving Pakistan $1.5 billion a year for them to develop their nuclear program to make war with India, or to give the nuclear weapons to terrorists like Osama bin Laden terrorists? And you know, and I know, and everyone knows that everybody in Pakistan knew exactly where Osama bin Laden was hiding all these years. So this is the great ally, Pakistan. Pakistan is another failed system, another country that cannot stand on its own feet without massive aid. And by the way, one of the reasons the Pakistanis, the Americans are asking, how could Pakistan develop its nuclear missile so quickly? And the answer is simple, Saudi Arabia. Because Saudi Arabia is also propping up the Pakistan economy and giving them the money, because Saudi Arabia has a nuclear missile base at the Al-Salil Oasis in Saudi Arabia with the help of the Saudis. With the help of the Pakistanis, with the help of the Chinese.
No, I think, Avi, you're the only person who makes this statement. I'm not questioning you at all, but would you repeat that for our listeners? What you are saying is, and I'm not questioning the veracity of what you're saying, that Saudi Arabia has nuclear weapons because they certainly have them because they finance the Pakistanis, at least in part, in their building of the nuclear weapons. Is that correct?
Very correct. And, you know, I have to tell you, I've written 5 books. In my third book, it's something I didn't write. I mean, I'm just quoting an article that appeared in the biggest Israeli newspaper, Yediot Ahronot, an article written by Ronen Bergman. Ronen Bergman is a young journalist. He's one of the most respected security journalists in Israel. And he writes about the nuclear missile base at the Al-Salil Oasis in Saudi Arabia. And this book was written in 2003. I wrote this book in 2003. The information is there. It is one of the biggest scandals in American political history, completely ignored by the media, completely ignored by the U.S. government over 20 years. And we're now spanning Republican and Democratic administrations. The Saudis, right under the noses of the U.S. government, built with the help of the Chinese communists and with the help of Abdul Qadir Khan, the father of the Pakistani nuclear project, they built a missile base with nuclear-tipped missiles, courtesy of Pakistan. They have 120 Dongfeng missiles, and the warheads are nuclear, thanks to the Pakistanis, your great friends and allies.
Now, who are they targeted at?
Well, the Saudis, of course, have these missiles, I think primarily, not so much against Israel, though it could be used against Israel, primarily against Iran, because the greatest threat to Saudi Arabia is not Israel. The greatest threat to Saudi Arabia is Iran. And Iran is, by the way, planning a flotilla, like the Turks made a flotilla to go to Gaza. The Iranians are planning a flotilla to go to Bahrain in order to support the Shiites who are 70% in Bahrain. In other words, the Iranians are planning to overthrow the Sunni leadership of Bahrain. The Sunnis are the same leadership as in Saudi Arabia. So there is a religious war. It's kind of like what we had with the Catholics and the Protestants hundreds of years ago, but a lot worse. And the bottom line is that the Shiites want preeminence in Islam, and they want to defeat the Sunni leadership, which is basically run by the Saudis. So the Saudis are waging a war against the Shiites. Pakistanis are providing the nuclear warheads for the missiles that could basically erase Iran from the map if Iran goes ahead and attacks Bahrain and Saudi Arabia.
Well, you know, Avi, I see the makings of a massive war in the Middle East and in the Near East now. Chris, I have questions. Well, who's going to be fighting who? And is this going to be certainly a war between Iran, the Shias, and the Sunnis? Or is it going to be a war certainly where the Shias and the Sunnis team up because of the mutual hatred of Israel and a war against Israel? Or do you see any combination of those two things unfolding? Because you have your finger on the pulse of what's going on over there. Which of those two scenarios, or do you have another scenario? But something big is about to happen. I mean, you know that. I know that. I want your view.
Well, you are 100% right. There is the possibility of a fight to the finish between the Sunnis and the Shias. And there's also the possibility of a constellation of Sunnis and Shias going against Israel to try to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. And that depends on the stance of the American president. In other words, if the American president, Osama bin Laden, Mubarak Hussein Obama, if Mubarak Hussein Obama, your president, decides to come down hard on Israel, that will send a green light to the Muslim world that it is okay to attack Israel and America will not stand with Israel, which is outrageous because, of course, you know, 80% of Congress is pro-Israel. The people who are pro-Islamic and pro-oil are the State Department and the executive, the White House. So a lot depends on the President of the United States. If the President of the United States, I always used to say this about Ronald Reagan, you know, rest in peace. Ronald Reagan was absolutely my favorite president, even though some people said things about him like he was an actor and he wasn't serious. But, you know, Ronald Reagan was the guy who helped to bring down the Berlin Wall. He was the president who said bombing starts in 10 minutes, and that was the end of communism. And Ronald Reagan, you know, he's the kind of guy, he was like a Clint Eastwood, you know, feeling lucky, make my day. And so if anyone tried to destroy Israel, Ronald Reagan, I have no doubt, would come to the defense of Israel. The president today, President Obama, has said that he will never wage war against the Muslims. And so if President Obama says he'll never wage war against the Muslims, that means they have a green light to attack Israel and wipe it off the face of the earth.
And they are waging war against Libya today. I mean, I don't care what Osama Hussein Obama says, you know, but, I shouldn't say call him Osama Hussein Obama. I should say Barack Hussein Obama. But he says he's not going to wage war against the Muslims. They are waging war against Libya today. Call it what you will. That's what it is. They are behind this, the war that is taking place, the civil war in Syria. So you say one thing, you do another. I mean, I'm very, very concerned. We are at war with Libya, but they don't want the American people to know that. But you go right ahead. Don't you think that we're at war with Libya for all intents and purposes?
Well, I would say like this. America is not at war against Libya, per se. America is at war against the Gaddafi regime and America is supporting another faction in Libya, which is anti-Gaddafi. In other words, America is intervening in a civil war in Libya in order to overthrow Gaddafi and to bring to power a Muslim Brotherhood. Again, there is no Arab Spring. What you're talking about is a fanatic Muslim Brotherhood group that will turn Libya into a fanatic Muslim country.
It doesn't make any sense. Why would we want Libya to go to the Muslim, the way the Muslim Brotherhood into a radical Muslim country? But that's exactly what, and I'm convinced we did in Egypt. That's exactly what I think we're doing as far as Syria. I think that we played some part in what happened in Tunisia. And all of these countries are going to be taken over by the Muslim Brotherhood. That doesn't make sense.
Well, it does make sense if you, again, go back to the war between the Sunnis and the Shia. If you want to destroy the Shia, you've got to take out Iran. You've got to take out the Syrian regime of Bashar al-Assad, which is a form of Shia. It's, by the way, a heretical form of Shia called Alawites. And the Hezbollah in Lebanon. You got to take all those three out in order to replace those groups with Sunni fanatic groups backed by Saudi Arabia. Again, we go back to Saudi Arabia and the fact that President Obama was born to a Sunni father.
And, of course, many people think that he is today a Sunni Muslim. And, in fact, we even have an interview before the election where he's saying, you know, I'm just so pleased that John McCain hasn't attacked my Muslim faith. And the communicator says, you mean your Christian faith? And Obama immediately says, oh, yes, my Christian faith. And why would John McCain be attacking his Christian faith? We'll be back in a moment with Avi Lipkin. Lots of questions, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to get answers. Avi, go right ahead, pick up the story.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. call today.
Okay, are you in a position to say who she works for? Avi?
Yes, okay, so...
Who does your wife work for, or can you say?
Okay, well, no. My wife works for the Israeli Call Israel radio service here in Jerusalem, and she works in the monitoring department. They just listen and monitor. By the way, what she monitors are not the military frequencies. She monitors civilian. Open, you know, what they say, what they really mean in Arabic. And so, you know, by the way, a lot of her work goes ignored by her bosses who are socialists. Because you have a lot of socialists in the Israeli government and in Israeli radio, the people who control. And so, for example, if the Mufti of Jerusalem, Akram Asabri, says, kill the Jews, kill the Christians, kill the Israelis, kill the Americans, kill the monkeys and kill the pigs, and my wife gives this to her bosses, and they say, oh, no, we can't use this. Because if the Israeli people would know the truth, that would be the end of the peace process. So, you see, even her bosses don't want to hear what she actually receives. But with me, you know, when I'm in American churches, you know, I speak to my wife in the morning when I wake up, because it's in the evening in Israel, and before I go to bed when she's waking up. And so twice a day I speak to Rachel and says, hey, what did they say today, you know? And it's the crazy stuff in the world, which, of course, is not in the American media, and it's not even in the Israeli media in many instances. And this is what I share in the churches when I'm in America.
All right, now you were saying that you have been convicted in absentia. Where were you convicted recently?
Okay, I was convicted in Switzerland and given a 3-year jail sentence for preaching hatred against Islam. In other words, preaching hatred against another religion. And by the way, one of the things I say is that Islam is not a religion at all. Islam is a criminal psychosis. And I said this in Switzerland. I said that Islam is very much like Nazism, with the difference that Nazism wanted to kill only the Jews, and Islam wants to kill the Jews on Saturday, the Christians on Sunday, the Hindus and Buddhists any day. And then when they're finished with that, they kill each other. And again, not necessarily in that order. And so, you know, I helped to block the passing of the Minaret Initiative in Switzerland. The minarets that the Muslims wanted to build, they have 400 mosques in Switzerland, and they wanted to put up these towers, you know, these spires where they broadcast 5 times a day, Allahu Akbar. By the way, Allahu Akbar doesn't mean God is great. Allahu Akbar means Allah is greater than the God of the Jews and the Christians, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because their God is the God of Ishmael, the moon God, the war God, the sword God. Our God loves the Jews. Our God loves the Christians. Our God loves every human being because we're all in his image. Allah hates the Jews, wants them dead on Saturday, hates the Christians, wants them dead on Sunday, and hates the Hindus and Buddhists because they're pagan, and then the Muslims slaughter each other in the name of Allah. And so basically, you know, I got up and I convinced, I believe I played a major role in convincing the Swiss public to vote against the minarets. And on November 29th, 2009, by a majority of 57% to 43% of the population in a national referendum, the Swiss people voted down the minarets. And so the Muslims took me to court. By the way, they lied to the judge. They said that they would take care of serving me the papers, which they never did. And so I didn't show up to court, so it was like contempt, you know. And so the judge gave me a 3-year sentence for preaching hatred against the religion. So basically what I'm saying is, what I was saying to the Swiss, either you defeat Islam and ban it, or Islam will defeat you and destroy you. And so, praise God, I helped to participate in the Christian victory in Switzerland. And by the way, there was a kind of a ripple effect. Sarkozy in France adopted the burqa ban, which, by the way, they're not really enforcing in France, which is a pity. But I think that there's the beginning of an awakening in Europe, at least in the Christian circles that I work with in Europe. But I can't go to Switzerland, I can't go to Europe, I can't go to Canada now, because I'll be arrested at the border and deported to Switzerland to serve a 3-year sentence.
Well, can you come to the United States?
Well, yes, United States, yes. Don't forget, I have an American passport and an Israeli passport, and I pay income tax in both countries, and so El Al will probably have me on the Tel Aviv-New York route, you know, just for now. And by the way, President Obama wants to bring the Swiss law to America, which means that if you are a pastor and you preach the gospel and you preach against Islam, you're going to go to jail for 3 years. In other words, this is what Obama, the law that Obama wants to bring. And by the way, Bush before him wanted to bring the same law also. that preaching against another religion is a criminal offense with a 3-year jail sentence.
Well, that is, of course, this whole move which is upon us, ladies and gentlemen, this one world religion. And, of course, under the one world religion, you can be a Christian, you can be a Jew, but don't you dare be critical of one of the other religions out there. You can believe whatever you want to. I just never say, you know, that certainly the Muslim faith embraces slavery. They have slavery in the Muslim countries today, frank slavery. But, of course, you're not supposed to know that, and certainly to speak against it. Why, that is blasphemy. And we live in a world gone mad. There are only a few of us who are really sane, and we are constantly attacked and vilified. We'll be back in a moment with Avi, and if you have a call, you're welcome to give it. All right, Avi, you go right ahead, because I think these are tumultuous times, and we want to get your thoughts on what is going on. Certainly, what's going to happen? Have any idea what's going to happen in Syria? Because basically, Assad, we've talked to one of our friends who said that the Syrians are saying, look, if it looks like we're going to be overthrown, we've got nothing to lose. We've got no place to go. We'll just go ahead and lob a few tens of thousands of missiles at Israel. We have nothing to lose by going to war with Israel if the United States continues fomenting revolution in our country. What are your thoughts on that? Could that possibly be true?
Well, I think that Syria will not, I'm not sure, I mean, I could be wrong, but I think that Syria will not go to war against Israel. Very simply because a country, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And Syria will go to war against Israel when the Sunni Brotherhood takes over in Syria. What's going to happen is this, as I understand it, at some stage the Syrian regime under the Shiite Alawites will fall. The Sunni Muslim Brotherhood will take over. The Sunni Muslim Brotherhood will annihilate the Alawites. They've got a long-standing score to settle with them. Don't forget that Hafez al-Assad, the father of Bashar al-Assad, in 1982, wiped out an entire neighborhood in the city of Hama and killed 30,000 Sunni Muslims. Just brought in tanks, artillery, aircraft, and just killed 30,000 men, women, and children. Of course, the world didn't say anything about that. It's only when the Israelis kill one Palestinian that the whole world wants to condemn Israel and turn Israel into a war crimes country. So the Sunnis are waiting their turn. The Sunnis are waiting to settle scores with the Shiites. When they come to power, and I say God forbid, and I hope I'm wrong, they're going to wipe out the Alawites, they're going to wipe out the Christians. And don't forget, a lot of the Iraqi Christians, have fled to Syria. And so basically what we are seeing here, and we see this already in Iraq, the Shiites and the Sunnis take turns killing the Christians in Iraq. The Christians in Syria are going to face annihilation or fleeing. The Christians in Egypt will be, the Coptic Christians, 10 to 14 million of them, they will be forced to flee Egypt because the Muslim Brotherhood is going to take over Egypt. When this happens, the Egyptian economy will then absolutely collapse, and then you're going to have 70 million starving Muslims in Egypt. And you know what's going to happen? You know where they're going to go? They're going to go to Obama land, because Obama is going to say to the American people, hey, this is a humanitarian challenge. These people are starving.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, because Avi is saying that certainly as the people have more starvation in Egypt, why President Obama will open our borders and welcome, 10 or 5 or 10 or 15 million Egyptians. After all, it's humanitarian. There's no food there. We're going to have to bring them into America. The trouble is, we may very well have increasing starvation or at least shortages of food here. After all, today, ladies and gentlemen, we're having to borrow money so we can give money, aid to all of these countries, so we can give foreign aid to Pakistan. We have to borrow money so we can give $1.5 to $2 billion to Pakistan every year so they can use the money to build nuclear weapons that one day may well be used against us. We are giving money, probably $30 or $40 billion a year, to nations throughout the world every year, which we in turn have to borrow on international markets because, of course, adding to our own national debt. Does that make any sense? No, but of course we live in a world gone mad. And if you understand the world is mad, then it all makes sense. Go right ahead, Avi.
It's Alice in Wonderland.
Right.
Anyway, listen. Hillary Clinton wrote a book called The Global Village, in which she's saying that the whole world is one, like a ship. You know, if you punch a hole in the Titanic, it doesn't matter if you punch a hole in the front of the ship or the back of the ship or on the right side or the left side, that ship is going to sink. And the world economy is the Titanic. And so if you don't give those billions and billions of dollars of aid to all these failed countries, they will collapse, they will implode, which will bring about the collapse of the one world government economic system, which is not good for anyone, of course. So I'm not that I'm defending Hillary Clinton. I'm just saying this is the approach of the one world government. And so probably America will continue to give $1.5 billion to Pakistan so that they can continue developing their nuclear weapons. Don't forget, the nuclear weapons go to Saudi. And Saudi is your big friend. You know, Saudi, they have their schools in America that teach that Jews are monkeys and Christians are pigs. You know, this is from the Quran, chapter 5, verse 60. So, you know, Saudis are your big friends. And, they teach their kids in American schools what to do with the Jews and the Christians. By the way, I don't know if you know this, sir. I think you even have it in California. The Board of Education in many schools, and 7th grade social studies classes, teach American Jewish and Christian school children how to become Muslims. And, of course, you can't preach the gospel. You can't have the Bible. You can't mention Jesus Christ, because you'll be thrown out of the school. But they have 3 weeks of how to dress like Muslims, how to pray like Muslims, and how to convert to Islam. Because when they teach you in American schools in 7th grade, La Allah illa Allah wa Muhammad Rasulullah, you have just converted to Islam. And that's what they teach in the American schools. There is no God but Allah. And Muhammad is his prophet. And by me saying that, I've just converted to Islam. And so, you know, America doesn't realize that if there is no vacuum, you take out the Bible, you take out Judeo-Christianity, that vacuum will be filled by Allah, Islam, Muhammad, and the Quran.
I agree with you totally, Avi. I think we live in terribly dangerous times. Well, what do you foresee happening as far as the Israelis? Certainly, the Israeli economy seems to be doing all right, but we seem to be seeing increasing violence there among the Palestinian Israelis, Arabs who are Muslim citizens living in Israel. There seems to be an increasing tempo of violence there. Am I mistaken, or is this always been this bad?
Okay, well, firstly, let me say one thing. The Arabs who live in Israel, whether they're Israeli citizens or Palestinians, these Muslims have never had it so good. These people in Israel serve in the police, they serve in the army, they serve as judges, they serve in the Knesset, they're doctors, lawyers, professionals. Virtually every field in Israel is open to the Muslims who are Israeli citizens. The Palestinians, on the other hand, of course, they're not Israeli citizens, but the Palestinians... You know, do you see the Palestinians rioting in the streets of Israel that they're starving to death, like in Tunisia or Egypt or Yemen? You don't see massive demonstrations. What you see is you see a certain violence instigated by the Palestinian Authority or by the Hamas, all of a sudden, miraculously, they stop shooting missiles, which means if they want to stop shooting missiles, they stop shooting missiles. And if they want to shoot missiles, they shoot missiles. But the point I'm saying is the Palestinian people in the streets are happy under Jewish rule, just like the Muslims in America or Europe are happy to live under Christian rule because they're blessed. They have food. They have democracy, which you don't have in the Middle East. So, firstly, if you look at the news, you do not see the Palestinians rioting in the streets of Israel that they're hungry. What you do see is you see very small, sporadic outbursts instigated by the Palestinian Authority and the Hamas because it is outrageously... embarrassing for the Palestinian leadership that the Palestinian people are so docile. They're so happy that they don't want to riot. They want to eat. They want to feed their families. Palestinians are human beings like anyone else. The Palestinian Authority passed a law that anybody who works in construction in the territories, Judea, Samaria, would be punished, would be fined, would be killed, I don't know what. And the Palestinian construction workers told the Palestinian Authority, excuse the expression, told them where to go. Because they said, you know, we have to feed our families. You can do to us whatever you want. And, you know, I said, and by the way, I was on Israeli TV, Channel 1, the main channel of Israel. And I said on TV, it's on record, I said, there's only one people on the face of the earth that loves the Palestinians, and that's the Jewish people of Israel. We live with them. We eat and drink with them. We work with them. We have family occasions with them. We do not have a problem with Palestinians. What we have a problem with is Islam, because Islam is a system which cannot reconcile itself with the existence of a Jewish state in Israel or any Christian state anywhere in the world. And so what you have is you have corrupt people in the West. And I would venture to say you have corrupt people within Israel who service Islam. They are dhimmis. Dhimmis means that they are slaves or subjugated people under Islam. And these are traitors to the Judeo-Christian faith.
Well, what really disturbs me is when the American government puts out $150 million to train and arm the PLO, that's the Palestinian police and military. I mean, what we're doing, of course, is arming them and training them, giving them the weapons they're going to one day use against Israel. It doesn't make any sense, but then so much of what goes on today doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know, the idea of General Keith Dayton to train Palestinian, the American plan to train Palestinian terrorists and turn them to so-called Palestinian police, is to create a counter force against the Hamas. Because the Hamas, of course, what's the difference between Fatah and Hamas? The PLO people say, we will destroy Israel tomorrow, and the Hamas says, no, we will destroy Israel today. That's the difference. In other words, the Palestinian Authority is so moderate because they're ready to tolerate Israel for one more day, whereas the Hamas wants the immediate destruction of Israel. But again, the faith is the same faith. These people believe in Islam. Islam calls for the killing of the Jew on Saturday and the Christian on Sunday. And this is something that is very conveniently ignored, both in the Israeli media and in the American media.
Well, I think there are people actually within the hierarchy of America who are violently anti-Jewish, but of course they're not going to let this out. I believe that there is a secret war against the Jews being practiced by certain elements within our society today. But you go ahead. What do you foresee here in the next, let's say, 6 months to a year? Because I think this is going to be the most dangerous period in your life and in my life. But I want to know what you think.
You know, I have to tell you something. The Bible, the Holy Bible of the Jew and the Christian, is a very maligned book in America. And the moment, if I'm on some secular radio or TV show in America, and I mention the Bible, and everybody, their eyes glaze over, oh, no, here he goes with the Bible, you know, because nobody believes the Bible, you know, of course, in these non-believing secular stations. There are two quotes I want to, can I quote the Bible on your show?
Of course, you know you can quote the Bible on my show, Avi. Go ahead.
You know, there are things in the Bible that 6 months ago, you would think they are delusional. Now you think they're absolutely right. So you go to Isaiah 19, verse 2. Isaiah 19, verse 2 says, Egyptians will fight Egyptians. And, you know, 6 months ago, I mean, why would you even want to quote that? You know, because nobody was fighting nobody in Egypt. You never saw a situation in which Egyptians were fighting Egyptians. And then the rioting started in Egypt. And what did you see? You saw the pitched battles in the streets of Cairo where the pro-Mubarak forces were fighting, you know, with sticks and stones and even shooting each other. And so you have the fulfillment of the Bible, Isaiah 19, verse 2. But you ask me what's going to happen, Dr. Stan, in the next 6 to 8 months, and I'm very, very concerned because just go to chapter 29 of Ezekiel. Chapter 29 of Ezekiel says stuff which, again, I knew about this. I was talking about it years ago, but it seemed like so distant. Well, it's not distant anymore. Chapter 29, I'm going to paraphrase. It says, Egypt will become a desolation. And basically, what is Egypt? Egypt is the Nile Valley. Because if you go 1 or 2 miles in either direction, it's desert. There's nothing out there. It's just, all the Egyptian population is in the Nile Valley. And it says from Migdol, which is in the north, until Syene, which is in the south. By the way, Syene is Aswan. You ever hear of the Aswan Dam?
Sure.
Okay, so Syene, it says all the way to the border of Cush, Cush Sudan. And so it says Egypt will become a desolation. Nobody will be able to live there for 40 years. Now, you tell me, sir, I mean, you know, we can't use the word atomic, or we can't use the word earthquake, or we can't use the word tsunami, because everybody scoffs. But if that dam goes for any reason, you're going to have a tidal wave going down that Nile Valley all the way to the Mediterranean, and all the cities of Egypt are going to be flushed into the toilet. And if it's radioactive, that's about 40 years before people can really come back. So wouldn't you say so?
Yes, okay, but so, I mean, that so would, you, there would have to be a nuclear attack on the Aswan Dam.
Right. Now, and it says the Egyptians, it doesn't say the Egyptians will be killed. It says the Egyptians will be scattered to all the nations of the earth. Did that ever happen in history? Did you know of? That the Egyptians were scattered for 40 years?
No,
and
hasn't.
Then they were brought back after 40 years?
Nope.
And then God says Egypt will be a lowly, base kingdom, which will not be able to dominate its neighbors anymore. Egypt has always dominated the Arab world. Okay. Now, let's go through this step by step. September, the Egyptians are having their elections. Hillary Clinton says, oh, the Muslim Brotherhood, they're only 30%. You know, they're the minority. Now, by the way, Hitler came to power in 1933 with 30%. Khomeini came to power in Iran with 30%. Once they came to power as part of the democratic process, then they knew how to eliminate all the other groups. So the Muslim Brotherhood will come to power with 30 to 50%. They're going to wipe out all of this Arab Spring garbage business, and it's going to be a fanatic Muslim government. There are no more Jews to kill, so now they're going to go for the Christians. Remember, kill the Jew on Saturday, kill the Christian on Sunday. This is the motto of the Muslim Brotherhood. And already we see the persecution, the killing, the kidnapping, the raping of Christian women, forced conversions to Islam. 10 to 14 million Coptic Christians will either die fighting to defend their homes, or they're going to flee to the West. When that happens, and there will be no more Christians in Egypt, it'll be a solely Muslim country. You tell me, are there any multinational corporations that will want to invest in a Muslim Brotherhood country? Of course
absolutely,
not.
Absolutely not. In fact,
Westerner who goes to Egypt will be killed. So the Egyptian economy will collapse. You're going to have 70 million Muslims starving, and then the Egyptian government will say, hey, we have a solution to release all the pressure, all the steam pressure. We're going to attack Israel, in which case the Aswan Dam is gone, in which case Egypt is gone, in which case the Egyptians have about an hour or 2 hours to run 1 or 2 miles in either direction to get away from that flood that's coming down from the Aswan Dam, and then they'll be sitting there in the desert waiting for the West to feed them.
In other words, what you are saying is that if Egypt attacks Israel into those circumstances, Israel will use nuclear weapons to take out the dam. Now, I would not be critical of Israel for doing that, but do you actually foresee that happening?
I can say another thing. I can say that Israel has weapons which are not atomic. You know, just conventional weapons. You know, like bunker busters. And they could destroy the Aswan Dam, too. So we could do it without nuclear, even. Okay, so but the point I'm saying is President Obama is going to bring in 50 to 100 million Muslims. Now, by the way, I'm going to give you now, since this radio show has been so boring, the things I've been saying are so boring, I'm going to tell you something interesting now. My wife picked up in Arabic, and I picked up something in an Assembly of God prophecy club in Springfield, Missouri. I don't know if you ever heard of Dr. David Alan Lewis.
No, I really
don't know. He was rest in peace. He was a very, very pro-Israel pastor from the Assemblies of God in the buckle of the Bible Belt in Springfield, Missouri. They have something called the Eschatology Club. And I am their speaker every 6 months. I'm in the Eschatology Club. And they had another speaker who a year ago before me. His name is Pastor Don Jones. And Don Jones has orphanages in Mexico and in Haiti. After the earthquake in Haiti, he met with a senior UN official in Haiti who told him that Obama had told the senior UN official that by the end of his second term of presidency, in other words, 8 years of Obama's presidency, that America would be a Muslim country. Now, my wife picks this up all the time in Arabic. The Muslims say all the time, Obama's a Muslim, and he's going to turn America into a Muslim country. Everything he does, backed by the Saudis, has one purpose, and that is to turn America into a Muslim country. Now, how do you turn America into a Muslim country? You've got 300 million people. About 20 million already are Muslim, because you've got 9 million Iranians, 7 million Arabs, 3 million black Muslims from the jails. They're all Muslims. So you've got 20 million. You've got a lot more, by the way. You bring in 70 million Egyptians, and you bring in Muslims from Tunisia, Muslims from Libya, Muslims from Yemen, Muslims from Syria, because, of course, America has to rise to the humanitarian crisis. And, of course, immigration is good for America, because when America receives 100 million more people, the American GDP will increase, which will give America more power over the European Union. I mean, now I'm talking to you how globalists think. And so you're going to have 100 or more million Muslims coming into the United States in the coming months. And, of course, Egypt will be a desolation, which is, by the way, Ezekiel 29 says, Egypt will be a desolation. The Egyptians will flee from their desolation to the cities of desolation surrounding them, you know, countries like Libya, which are a desolation. What is Islam? Islam is a desolation. Everywhere the Jews and Christians go, it becomes green. Wherever the Muslims go, it becomes desert and desolation. Because Allah is Satan, and Allah destroys everything in his path.
What do you think about Ezekiel 38 and 39? Do you foresee this coming to pass? And not
Ezekiel 38, 39 is when the Muslim Brotherhood does take over in all these countries. Then you're going to have a caliphate, and then they're all going to unite to march on Israel.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, get your Bible out, start looking at it, listen to what Avi has to say. Go right ahead. Avi, you've got 3 minutes more, and then I'll let you go.
Okay, I hope you're not suffering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dried guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades.
Certainly about what the future holds. Why, of course, the only hope we have is for our Lord to return one day. But what it's going to be, no one knows. And I don't think it's going to be the 21st of this month, as Harold Camping says. Avi, get your address out one more time so people know how to get your material.
Okay, if people can remember Victor Mordecai, then they've got it. Half of Victor, V-I-C. Half of Mordecai, M-O-R-D. VicMord.com. V-I-C-M-O-R-D.com. Also, if people go to Avi Lipkin or Victor Mordecai in Google search, I appear like 5,000 times. It's all free. I appear in YouTube like crazy. And people can write to me. I'll be happy to answer them.
God bless. Stay safe.
Bless you and God bless America.
Thank you so much. Okay, fine. That was Victor Mordecai or Avi Lipkin. And we always enjoy having him on. Certainly, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you'd like to join, if you agree with me that we are involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield. But it is a spiritual battle, and there are powerful, supernatural, and spiritual forces at work. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on the forbidden secret. You need to get my talk on the dark secret. That's the forbidden secret and the dark secret, and the syllabuses come with both of those. You can get them, and along with my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you need to understand that there is an organized plan of people who are in contact with the other dimension. And, of course, there are beings from the other dimension who are influencing what's going on today, which is why so much of what we're seeing actually is prophetic. If you have not yet, of course, heard my interviews with Constance Cumby of their 4-CD set, The Aquarian Conspiracy, The Aquarian Conspiracy. We have a great DVD that certainly of Constance Cubby talking about the coming world ruler, what she has been told by the people who worship the other god. The people who worship the other god. It's called The Emergence, and it's well done. We have a great DVD of a talk that was given by Joanna Michelson. Joanna was a medium, and she had witnessed literally hundreds of supernatural events when she was being trained as a sorcerer's apprentice, as a faith healer's apprentice. Supernatural, and then, of course, she suddenly came to realize that they were supernatural, all right, but not from the god that she worshipped. That is the talk on the supernatural by Joanna Michelson, and all of these are available from my ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you didn't hear our 2-hour interview with Jonathan Gray about a week ago, it's up on our website, and you can listen to it there. Although we would suggest and hope you'd want to get the Cup 2 CD set, and listened to it several times, because he did a wonderful job of bringing us together and going all the way back to the origin of this current movement, which began after the flood and with Nimrod. And the part that Nimrod and Semiramis actually play in determining what's going on today. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and ministers, but please, please pray.